And ShopRite as well. Those two retailers have really been star performers.
20 minutes to 5, time now for our regular books, big book reviews slot. This week we look at writer Athelia Oosterbroek in her autobiographical book, Figuring Out Father. Metsi van der Merwe caught up with Oosterbroek and filed this report for us.
Athelia Oosterbroek, who is a numerologist and practices metaphysics, reflects her journey of a person who was stuck in codependent relationships to somebody who evolved to be an independent individual.
In a way, a step-by-step guide to moving from a place where your life is governed by the stuff that you're holding on to a place where you are independent and so you can make your choices from a truly free will and whatever's in your highest good, rather than being dictated, because our stuff makes us to contort ourselves and it leads us into codependency. So the book also does go through the process of understanding what codependency is, and then independence is that masterful state where you're in tune with your values.
Oosterbroek believes in reincarnation.
We are pure energy and we are housed in a body. When you understand some of the nature of energy, it no longer makes sense to think that when we drop the body, when the body is old or doesn't function anymore for whatever reason, at that point, energy doesn't die and energy is magnetic. Therefore, it draws unto itself the memories of everything it has ever been. Now, when we incarnate, we have to incarnate with no memory of what has been before in order for us to have a truly authentic experience of what it is we came to get to grips with this time round.
She believes unresolved issues in a former life is carried over to later lives. She was taken back to former lives that she lived through hypnosis. She described one of these experiences in her book.
If they're a good regressionist, you absolutely feel as if you are that person. You know everything about that person, how you feel about things, what your value system is. You could give tremendous detail about it. But at the same time, you're fully aware of who you are now and the fact that you're in a room and there's a hypnotherapist talking to you.
Oosterbroek stresses that although she's right behind a new consciousness that has been born, her book is not a New Age book. New Age is a philosophy which came about in the late 80s and entails alternative medicine, astrology and spiritualism.
There's a lot of the new consciousness speak in there, and yet none of it is new. The more I wrote, the more I came to understand the ancient wisdom, the more I realized that we've always known all of this. And it's only each of our particular journey to birth a new age in ourselves that's required right now. What also bothers me a lot about the new age, that's why you're picking up that I kind of distance myself from it, is because unfortunately, as in everything, you always get your fair share of charlatans. And I'm afraid that there's more than the fair share in the new age fraternity.
Her brother, Ken Oosterbroek, was a world-class press photographer who died at the age of 31 in the Tokoza township outside Johannesburg, 2 weeks before the first democratic election. The peacekeepers were in the area at the time. Athelia was an advisor to the actor who portrayed Ken's character in the movie The Bang Bang Club. She has not seen the movie yet.
I had to watch the real scene during the inquest of Ken being shot over and over and over. And I just don't know that I would gain anything by seeing a Hollywood version of that with all the music and... I don't know that I need to traumatize myself like that. But the topic of Ken is still too painful for me. In fact, my editor gave me a hard time. She really wanted me to write about Ken in that book, in Figuring Out Father. But any reader will know that I went to a place of such vulnerability to write in the way that I wrote. And I just found that I wasn't up to being that vulnerable about Ken. The pain is still too much for me, really.
Athelia Oosterbroek believes in Soren Kierkegaard's belief, end quote, that life can only be understood backwards, but must be lived forwards.
And it's so helpful to know that when you're busy with beating yourself up about what you did. We have to do what we do sometimes in order to get to a place of understanding. The other quote is from João Silva, who was a fellow photographer of my brother and the co-author of The Bang Bang Club. He said in The Bang Bang Club, redemption is living with yourself.
And that was author of the book Figuring Out Father by Athelia Oosterbroek, and she was ending that report by Metsi van der Merwe, our colleague from RSG here in Johannesburg.